From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Greek officials said Tuesday the government reached an agreement with international creditors on terms for a new bailout. Greece's parliament is expected to vote on the measure by Thursday, with Eurozone finance ministers potentially giving their support by Friday. Greece needs the money by August 20th when it repays about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. The European Union and the International Monetary Fund agreed last month to negotiate the new bailout package after Greece edged toward defaulting on its loans. The central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is under a state of emergency after protests marking the anniversary of the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer. The observance for Michael Brown ended with gunshots and another black teenager critically wounded. Prosecutors intend to file charges against the 18-year-old suspect. Kenya and Uganda are forming a partnership to carry crude from the Ugandan oil fields to the Kenyan coast. Leaders from both countries announced the agreement on Monday. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says the project could mean prosperity for the region.
We want to open up all these corridors so that our people have the option and our investors have the option, and we must not only just look at looking at one corridor or another. All these corridors are important for the prosperity of our region, and we will continue to partner together.
The project still depends on financing and security guarantees from Kenya. This is VOA News. Two suicide car bombings in eastern Iraq killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens more late Monday. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadliest attack on a marketplace where 35 people were killed. It's unclear who is responsible for the second car bombing.